Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Welcome, everybody.
That was a stutter start.
That's well, I didn't know if we were starting yet. So
well, that's like one of those starts where you start, you're like, is it gonna go? And then you just start running. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Nate, you're probably one of the most professional people I know. Did I ever tell you that?
Well, no, that's sad.
Why would you say that's sad, Nate?
Because if I'm the most professional person you know, then yeah, that's
I know so many professionals. It's ridiculous, and you're the most out of all of them.
Awesome, I feel flattered. Thank you.
So, I was going to say Chris is not on today. He is in the process of moving.
Oh, so is.
He put an offer on. He got a job in Alaska, and they put an offer on a house there, and they got the house. It looks like a very nice house. So, Nate, if we ever want to go to Alaska, we have a place to stay.
I'd go to Alaska. That'd be fun.
Well, it depends on what part of Alaska. If it's like one of those places where I have to take like a boat to, and then like a small little plane to, and then followed up by a truck through the woods.
What? Forget the truck. Dog sled.
Or dog sled through the woods. If I have to do that.
That would be awesome.
Not really interested.
No.
But if it's something really simple, then sure, I'm down.
Okay.
So he may pop in later. I don't know. I believe they're in the process of packing and getting everything ready to do that.
That doesn't take priority over this. What is he thinking?
I don't know. I told him. I said, I was like,
I mean,
you've been doing this two or three times now, and you need to really commit. And I don't feel like he's committed.
I'm still awake. I should be in bed right now. I have to work tomorrow.
Oh. Nate, well,
but I stayed up.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Anyways,
you're really committed. And then the other announcement.
But on that topic, so I'm getting my COVID shot tomorrow. So,
watch out.
I'll have 2 days off, so I'll have Saturday and Sunday off.
Oh, that's nice.
Hopefully not have side effects, but I'm expecting to have side effects.
I don't think you'll have side effects on the first one.
Well, no, I'm getting that Johnson & Johnson. That's the only one that was available.
Oh, why do you want that one?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So just a brief little side story. So can get it at work and went to the website. They're offering all three.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, if I want to get the Moderna. So I click on the Moderna and it's like, these 2 dates are available. Well, those 2 dates are my day off. Like, I'm not going to come in on my day off to get a freaking shot.
Why, Nate?
No. So then I'm like looking at other dates and it won't let me pick any other dates. So I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking that they only do this shot on certain days. They do this shot on certain days.
Maybe. I don't know.
But from the sound of it, like the ones that are two shots, there's like, they have a mixed stuff. And so the shot's only good for a little bit of time.
So the Johnson & Johnson is more like a regular flu shot. And the Moderna and the, what's the other one? I don't remember.
Kaiser
Permanente. The other one are they have a lot of like they have to be in a cold environment and they have to be right. used within a certain amount of time frame or they yeah. kind of go bad.
So that's why I'm thinking like they have to they only offer it those 2 days is because
yeah. right it's most likely that's when their shipment comes in and then yeah, there's a lot of factors and all that. So
anyways, like I'll get it. And I had a couple other coworkers that have gotten it and they kind of had some flu-like symptoms the following day.
Right.
And work, we get 2 days after you take the shot. So.
Okay. So that makes sense.
I'm going to take those 2 days, especially because the airport has been crazy and we're getting mandoed OT. So like I should have been off today, but I had to go in today.
Right. It's gotta be very frustrating for people who like, I get that the people in the medical field needed to get it first and then the elderly, but I feel like the people like that are dealing with people and basically touching people all day long should have been the people that should have been next in line to get this thing. It shouldn't have been this late in the game.
Right.
But whatever. It's just the way it is.
I mean, TSA, they're still coming out with like, there's an airport that just put like plexiglass boxes around their TDC and it's like
too late, way like, too late.
You're like a year and a half in now. Come on now. Like,
not to be rude, Nate, but that's I have an analogy that I don't want to say on here because it's kind of bad, but it's a good analogy of the situation. I'll tell you off air if I remember.
There are positives obviously every day. So I mean it's not like it's not there, but yeah, the fact that it's, you know, a year plus down the road and there's yeah. Anyways, so that's what I'm dealing with. Like we hit probably 50,000 on Monday. Lines went out to the parking garage.
Are they still demanding you to do it in like 10 minutes?
No, there's like a 16-minute wait at a couple of the checkpoints. But, you know, so the line probably wouldn't have been that crazy if they weren't, you know, trying to do some sort of social distance. But, like, right. at this point, it's like you're making the decision to travel and get on a plane.
Right.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they can only do so much.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. They can only do so much, but they can't stop your stupidity of buying a ticket and going on a holiday somewhere. And it's funny because when you hear someone ask, like, where are you going? You hear the same places. Mexico, Florida, Texas.
Right.
Where don't you need to wear a mask? Texas, Florida, Mexico.
Right.
So people are going on vacation to a place where it's not really mandated to wear a mask anymore right now when you should. But
Nate,
what do I know?
Nate, the problem is right here is you're asking questions you're not supposed to ask.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, well. You're overthinking it. That's the problem right here is you're way overthinking it. This is a situation where you're just supposed to go, okay, and just stab the thing and move on.
I don't ask them. I just hear people ask, like, where you, and I just hear the same answer. Oh, we're going to Mexico. Oh, we're going to Texas or Florida. Those are like the three ones that I hear like 95% of the time.
Yeah, well, Texas.
I'm just thinking, like,
is nice. Florida is nice. Yeah, full of alligators and giant spiders.
Also, what else have you heard lately?
And Florida, man.
That Texas and Florida have like lifted their
mandates. And they have movie theaters there. They have barbecue. Texas has great barbecue. I've never been to Texas, but I've heard they have amazing.
They have a good football team in the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I've never heard of them.
So what have you been up to?
Nothing really. I've been still working on projects. I did my board game table thing, and I put a lacquer coat because I use what they would have done back in the older days. And what the lacquer does is it puts down like a clear hard coat on the top of your table that allows, you know, if you spill something on it, it doesn't get into the wood. It also creates that clean surface that allows it to, you know, you can put things on it, it doesn't stick to it. The problem is lacquer takes forever to dry. We're not talking weeks, we're talking months. It can take about a year for it to really, really dry. And I kept finding that the lacquer coating on it kept sticking to things. If I put my hands down, I run hot. So I put my hands down and it would like start to leave an imprint because my hands are hot. So I was just like, I'm not going to deal. I tried to do a thing and it's just, I impatient for this thing to do. So I sanded it down and put a clear coat of a couple coats of polyurethane, which is basically almost like a plastic that you put on top of it. It works the same as the lacquer, but it hardens in like a couple hours and it creates that clear, smooth, hard coating. So I did that to the top of the table and to the underneath board game part of the table. And then also I redid the chairs because I painted the chairs and I used some of that stuff and it just didn't adhere to it as well as I would have liked to. So it's been something I've been trying to work on for a long time, but it takes forever to paint chairs. And also it's been cold out. So mm-hmm. I was only able to paint like one at a time and it would have to dry. And since it was cold, instead of drying in about an hour, it took about 5 to 6 hours for it to dry in order to paint it again. So it was just a long process.
Gotcha.
I still have a few more chairs to do, but I've gotten most of them done now, especially because it's been sunny the last few days. So I was able to take them outside and spray them outside, and that allowed them to dry within about an hour. So that saved me a lot of time there. So that's what I've been working on. Just that. I finally got I've also been working on a pedal board for my guitar stuff. Finally got that. I had like a power issue and I realized once I put everything together I built a pedal board and a pedal board is something that you have all these guitar pedals on and then you power everything and everything just, it's just something that you put all your pedals on and allows you to put it in a bag and stuff like that. I created one and after I got everything together, I realized I didn't leave myself enough space for the power supplies that are needed to power my little power stations that power all the other pedals. So I basically took the thing that I already built and just basically chucked it and restarted over and rebuilt a whole brand new one with, but I learned a lot of lessons from the first one that I did and redid it. It's working now. That's up and running. I built a case for it. So it's got like a luggage with some wheels and stuff like that. It's pretty fancy. Also put like a leather wrap around it. It's like a aqua and white with some, so that's what I've been working on. I do projects.
Nice.
So,
all right.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Other than that, just doing my normal work stuff, and just that never ends work.
Don't we wish it did?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be great. If I could be retired right now, I would do it in an instant. I would still be busy doing a whole bunch. I would still keep doing projects. I have a lot of projects that I've been working on, and I can't even get to them. Oh, also another thing I did today was I finally got a quote for my board game that I've been working on, in Poland there. So I have, my 16 room games.
16 room?
Yeah. So I have a quote for that. So now I can start looking towards doing like a Kickstarter type thing. There's a few other things I need to do before I can even get into that. I have to create an LLC for one, but that's just another thing that I need to do. So,
okay.
Working on stuff, making progress, life moving forward, Nate.
Have you seen any movies lately?
Any movies? I thought we were going to talk games first.
Games?
Yeah, video games or something like that.
We can talk video games real quick. I mean, it's not really anything. Just this month, one of my all-time favorite games, It'll Be the Show, comes out the 20th. So looking forward to that.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also disappointed because I don't have an Xbox, the new Xbox, so I don't have a PlayStation 5.
Right.
Not that you need it, because I can play it on PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One, but they have a really cool feature this year where you can create a stadium.
Oh, you can build your own stadium?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. It's had like a brief little segment on it. But yeah, you can create your own stadium. But.
Okay.
It's only for you can only do it with the next gen consoles.
Oh, interesting. It probably requires some extra computing.
So I think that, like, they have like their community share. So I'm sure that you can download. Download stadiums that people build.
Right. But so you'd probably want to make your own.
I feel like I would spend a lot of time.
That'd be fun making your own stadium.
Like, I'm sure that there's like, I don't know how detailed it is. It showed some pretty cool things. So I gotta like beat some kid up for a PlayStation 5, I guess. I don't know.
Right. That's fine. You can.
But yeah. So
that's a call out there. Anybody that has a kid that has you looking for a PlayStation 5, right?
PlayStation 5, yeah.
Okay. If any kid out there wants to fight Nate for a PlayStation 5, we're just throwing it out there that Nate will beat up your kid for a PlayStation 5.
You know how many times that someone has put a PlayStation 5 in a bin and I just wanted to be like, yeah, you can't bring this through. Do you want to voluntarily abandon it? No, but so I'm looking forward to that game. I also think that if you buy it, I have to double check, but if you buy it on like PlayStation 4 and then upgrade to a PlayStation 5, I don't know if they'll give you the game. I know Madden would give you the game for the new next gen, even though you bought it for the Xbox One.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So I'm kind of hoping that they do that, because then I will buy it for the PlayStation 4 and then upgrade to the PlayStation 5 and hopefully get that game. But yeah, so that's really the only game that I'm...
I wanted to talk about. So I've been... for exercise and stuff like that, I have been playing the Oculus Quest. And it is probably one of the best ways to, if you find yourself getting bored with an exercise routine, like going, just doing regular gym stuff, the Oculus Quest is a great way to immerse yourself into an environment and get an exercise in if you choose to play those type of games. There is also games where you're not going to do any sort of exercising. You're just basically walking around clicking on things. But so I've been doing that a lot lately. And then the earlier on last week, I discovered that there's a way that you can link your Oculus Quest to your Steam account. So I did a little research and figured out how to do that. And it's not very difficult. You basically have to download. There's a virtual reality desktop program that allows you to access your computer wirelessly. I don't have any wires. The great thing about the Oculus Quest 2 is that there's no wires to the whole thing. Everything is wireless. I don't have any cables attached to me at all, and it's nice. But I found out you can download this and then you can access your Steam, and Steam has a VR account on it, and then you're allowed to play VR Steam games on your Oculus Quest, which I found just amazing. So I downloaded it, set it up, and then I was like, okay, I need a game to try out. So I ended up downloading No Man's Sky. And that game is insane, especially in the complete VR world, operating like one of those giant mechs in it, driving around in these cars, taking your ship into space. And just the environment itself is amazing. There's a little bit of frame rate drop when I interacted with a lot of different things, but I also had a lot of the effects still on. I could lower down the graphics a little bit and I'd probably get a smoother play. But all in all, I was very impressed with that, and still being able to do this whole thing not connected to not having any wires attached to me is pretty amazing. So
nice.
So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Was okay. It is probably one of the coolest things. So now I can operate all the Quest games that are on there, and then I also have a bunch of games that are available on Steam, and there's a lot of really cool games on Steam that are available for other systems, like for the PlayStation, but are not available on the Quest. So now I can go through those games and some of the older Quest games, which for some reasons, some of the older Quest games don't work on the Quest 2. So, but through Steam, I can access basically everything. So it is a pretty cool feature. I'm very impressed with that.
Nice. How much approximately is the Oculus 2?
Okay, so the Oculus 2, it depends on which one you want to get. There is a 64 gig, and then there is a 128. The 128 is around $400. The 64 is like $290 or something like that. So it's about $300.
Is that upgradable? Like, can you add? Like, I think you can get like those little cards. Is it?
There's no really upgrading it. It is what it is. What you get. We've been using it. We have a bunch of games on there. We haven't even gotten close to the amount of memory is needed. If you're using Steam, none of those games are actually on your system. It's all on your computer. You're just basically remote screening it. So basically all your games, technically, you could get the 64 gig one all your games could be technically on your computer. You're not using any space except for the operating system.
Perfect.
So.
Okay. Ooh, nice. All right. Any other games?
Not fully right now. I'm trying to remember. I've downloaded a few different games here and there, but I can't remember the names right now. It's just been fun to. It's probably my favorite way to play video games right now because I get really, I don't feel like I have a lot of time to play a video game, but if I'm immersed in it and I'm moving my body and kind of I got this game called Robot Recall where all these robots are coming at you. And it's kind of like one of those old arcade shooter things where, you know, they're coming out of the screen and stuff like that. Like you would go to the arcade and you're playing like House of Horrors or something like that. It's like that, but you can move around in it. So
you played like a multiplayer game with that, or do they make those?
Yes, there is multiplayer games on there. They have like a Fortnite type of game and a few other ones. I haven't spent a lot of time on them. I downloaded their version of Fortnite and I played it a little bit. It's got a lot of good reviews. I wasn't too impressed with it. I killed a few guys pretty easily that I was playing against. And, it did kind of make me a little bit nauseous because there's a part where you jump in and you fly, you know, like in Fortnite, you have the parachute type thing. This is basically
jump out of the plane.
Basically this is you jump off a cliff onto you're gliding on like wing glider things. So you stick out your arms and you kind of fly. And if you move your arms in, you fall real quickly. And then if you put your arms out, you fly again. The height thing on it. Your body just kind of wants to freak out a little bit because you can feel the whole thing. You have to remind yourself that you're in a virtual environment type thing. So
do they have like a realistic, like fear?
There's a lot of those games, Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of the, there's even like the Five Nights at Freddy's, there's House on a Hill type thing. There's Walking Dead, Saints Row.
No, I'm not talking like that. So I'm like talking like, like parachuting or like
so there's a
jumping type.
There's some skydiving games. There's a whole game based off of that where at the beginning of the game you go out on a plank that's on top of a city or whatever. It's basically you walk this plank out and you can look down, and part of the thing is you have to jump off. And then you can fly around the city. So
I think it was America's Got Talent one year. There's like a whole like green screen. Like there was like this big green screen and they had Howie Mandel come up and they put a VR headset on him. And then they kind of like showed what he was seeing. And it was basically like this tree, a cliff, like Grand Canyon type cliff with a tree, and he had to it was kind of like a face your fear type game.
Yeah,
simulator type thing. And he had to
they have like the climb, they have the game where you can climb up.
We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, we were you can climb, and there's a whole lot of games. Also, since you can hook up to Steam, there's Microsoft Flight Simulator that you can download and play VR version of it. Which also I heard that if you play Microsoft Flight Simulator, if you are flying in America, if you run into another plane, that plane is actually there in reality at that point in time. So, so if you're playing in the video game and you fly to a destination spot and you run into another plane in the air, like if you see another plane, in actuality, that plane, because it uses like GPS and stuff like that, they're actually tracking that plane in real time. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
I've watched some gameplay on that. That game is pretty interesting. When it first came out, there was a lot of people that were, they're like, because the map is so, it uses like Google Maps and it uses like a bunch of. Oh, yeah.
People are completely addicted to it, to playing that game.
And so they were like, let's go visit the pyramids. Let's go.
Yeah.
You can fly, let's go fly over, find Area 51. Let's go to like all these like Niagara Falls or
yeah,
Dubai.
It's
let's fly through Dubai or
yeah, it's an absolutely insane game, flight simulator game. So, but yeah.
One thing I think that's pretty cool is like you could load in, you could pick a airport that you want to fly out of, and then you can click ready to fly, and it sets you up. So all you have to do is like turn off the brake and hit the thruster, and you're ready to go. Like you don't have to know how to do all the startup stuff.
Right.
So for us beginners that don't actually know how to fly,
speak for yourself, Nate. I played I played old video games.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto is just right trigger.
Yeah.
Throttle.
It's the same.
And hold down stick.
Yeah.
And fly, go up.
Nate, if you can do it in Grand Theft Auto, you can do it in real life. Right. No difference. No difference at all.
Perfect. I have no interest in doing it, but whatever.
Also, another nice thing that I just noticed is that our Zoom meeting finally works again. So annoying.
I heard that, you know, it helps that if you're signed into the correct account. But
yeah, I heard that too, but okay. I don't know, whatever.
So just recently, King Kong Godzilla came out.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
So I have not seen it. I also haven't seen the, so I watched King Kong Skull Island. I watched that one actually with Michael, and that was the story where we bought tickets to the theater and we sit down and we're getting ready to watch the movie, and somebody else bought the same seats. So we both had seats for the same seat in the same film. Yeah, it was kind of a weird situation.
Sold out?
No, it was not. We were able to we ended up moving over, but then there people that were supposed to sit in our seat came
they came
and then they're like, those are our seats. And I was like, well, these are our seats. But and then so they're just like, fine, we don't care. We'll sit next to you. And then
those people came.
the other like 20 minutes into the film, we're all looking at each other like, all right, it's fine. Whatever. Doesn't matter at this point. We all have seats. And then 20 minutes into the film, the other people come in and they're very like confused. And finally, Michael and I were just like, we'll move. We'll go up one space. Doesn't really matter to us. Because I don't want to get in the whole argument. I don't want to have the whole conversation of, well, we both have the same seat. The whole scenario. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah.
So I saw
Cole's Skull Island. I did not see the Godzilla King of Monsters, which I heard was decent. But at the same time, it barely had, I think Godzilla was in it totally like 15 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, a lot of it I think was the kind of like character building.
Yeah, it was another character. It was about the family or something like that.
Yeah. I didn't watch much of that one either. I saw like the end fight with Godzilla and whatever monster it is.
I think it was Mothra.
And then I did watch Skull Island. That was a pretty good movie, actually.
So did you like it? Nate, who wins?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, good.
Don't. I don't want to tell you. But
Nate. You passed the test.
It goes how you think it would go.
Okay.
I'll just tell you that.
Like, things get beat up and explode all over the place.
This one beats this one up. Then this one, like, goes, arr, and beats up. Him up.
I watched the original.
Stuff happens, and it's like, they kind of, like, look at each other with that like side eye and be like, maybe we should okay.
Right, get a beer or something.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say
it was a movie about Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah.
And it was about as good as you can. That's about what you can say about the movie.
If you know anything about those movies and like them facing off against other creatures in those movies, it goes exactly how those movies go.
Right. So I understand, Nate.
And instead, they have like two of them. And yeah, I don't know.
Nate, let's just break this down. What did you enjoy yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
But I wouldn't.
You were entertained.
I was entertained.
Would you have liked?
But at the same time, I was like,
would you have liked this better if you saw it in the theater versus watching it on TV?
No, I probably would have been disappointed if I spent the $30 at the movie theater.
Okay. So I think that tells you a decent amount that you enjoyed the film, but you're glad you were able to see it at a cheaper rate.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks to my brother-in-law for having HBO Max.
Right. Okay. That's good to know. I wanted to see the movie. I'm still going to see the movie. I am not expecting anything great out of this movie. I'm expecting it to be almost a train wreck. But I will get what I want to see, which is Godzilla versus King Kong. And that's all that matters in that film.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be better than the original one that came out in 1945 or something, whatever that was, where it was basically clay animation versus a guy in a rubber suit, and then eventually the clay animation turns into another guy in a gorilla suit. So
do you have any interest in Mortal Kombat?
I do. Because
that is one that I want to go see in the theater.
I think that one would be a good one to go see in the theater. We are for the kids' birthday this year. We are going to rent out a theater because we were figuring that is the best way that we can have a birthday party. People can come and show up. And we get to see a movie, and if people want to social distance and everything like that, they can do that. So we're doing that this year.
Any idea on what movie?
So the price range is basically for an older movie or a movie that was in the theater recently. It's around $100, which is not that bad if you invite a bunch of people to it. It's like $20 a person or whatever. Or if you wanted to see, I think the movie was like Ryu or something like that, and The Last Dragon, which is a really new movie. It was like $250. So we went with the older movie. We're going to see The Croods, the second one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it was either in the theater. It was in the theater a while ago, but I haven't seen it. And he hadn't seen it. So we're like, we'll go see that one. I still want to go see the Ryu and the Last Dragon, but it's on Disney Plus. It's $29.99 right now. I don't want to pay that. I'll wait until I think on June 1st, it's free. So we're going to wait until then.
Might as well. I mean, right?
Right.
I have Disney Plus. Might as well. Yeah.
Oh, this, I'm just going to wait. Also on Disney Plus, we've been watching Captain... Wait. America. Is it? No, it's Winter Soldier and Falcon? Wait.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
The TV show.
Yeah, it's a new TV show. It's kind of got like a Lethal Weapon feeling, if you like those type of things where one person's a loose cannon and the other one's got just kind of, I don't know, it's reverse characters of Lethal Weapon, it seems to be.
Is Bucky the loose?
No, I can't even think of his name.
Falcon's
a loose cannon. Really? Bucky has been around for a long time and he's kind of tired of fighting. So he's more of, I want to have a plan and I want to know what we're doing type thing before we just go in and rush in there and just blow things up.
Gotcha.
So far, I think there is a total of 2 episodes out. A new one is releasing tomorrow. By the time this comes out, there should be about 4 episodes out or whatever. I just lost my headphones. So the first episode of the show is them just reestablishing the characters, where they want to go with the show. And it ends with them showing the new Captain America. Episode 2, they get a little bit more in depth of what's going on with the new Captain America, with Winter Soldier and Falcon. They're trying to go on their own little adventure, trying to stop this gang that has stolen a bunch of the super serum type thing. And the new Captain America, if you've seen anything about him, everybody hates him. So that is the everybody's mad about the new Captain America. And that's kind of the point, is he's not the old Captain America. He is the new Captain America. And he is supposed to be a non-likable character, which is so.
Okay.
And Bucky is mad at Falcon because Captain America gave Falcon the shield and basically told him that he'll be the next Captain America. Falcon basically gave it up and he's like, I don't want it. And then Bucky's mad at him that he did that. So that's part of the story. So far it's been good. I did think though, for as of right now, I like it. I feel like this should have come out before WandaVision though. Because WandaVision kind of set the tone for what's to come, and it was such a unique, interesting experience that just kept growing and expanding. And this is going to be its own thing, but this is more of an older style film that you're watching, like the buddy cop film. And it's very strange from going from this like completely different way of showing a how to do a Marvel type film or a superhero type adventure into back into the original formula. It's kind of throws you off a little bit. I honestly think it would have been better if they would have released this first and then went into WandaVision. Also, Loki is coming out pretty soon, and probably around the same time that the Winter Soldier ends, probably a month or two later, Loki will be out, is what I'm assuming.
Okay.
And then that's going to lead back into the, and that by the time Loki's done, the year will be over, and then the Doctor Strange movie comes out. So
nice.
I think there's a few other things that are in the mix, but and there's still like the Black Widow movie needs to come out. There's that movie where the guy turns himself into a bat. That movie is supposed to come out. There's a whole bunch of movies that were supposed to come out last year, but you know, we have to wait.
Yeah. Waiting game.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting summer is when I think a lot of those are going to come out. Like Ghostbusters. I'm still excited for that.
That one actually does look interesting. There's a,
and then Stranger Things season 4 they're working on now. Excited about that. So much stuff, Nate. So much stuff.
There's a forget what.
What? Why are you looking at me like that, Nate?
Oh no, sorry, I'm looking at Amazon Prime. There's a, I don't know if it's on here or if it's on Netflix actually, but there is a movie that comes out on April 30th with Michael B. Jordan, and he's like a, was in the military, and then he goes to prison or something, and then it's kind of like the typical
Rambo type movie.
Yeah, action packed, but it's like, I know we put you in prison, but your country needs you. They have like the
XXX.
Yeah, kind of thing. But no, it's, I forget what it's called, but it comes out on April 30th. Looks pretty interesting. Obviously, Michael B. Jordan is
a great actor.
He's like a very likable actor right now. But as for TV shows, I just finished watching this Amazon original. It's called 000.
So what's that one about?
It follows the journey of a cocaine shipment. So basically like cartel. Basically from the powerful cartel of Italian criminals decides to buy into cargo.
And
sorry. So it's journey of a cocaine shipment from the moment a powerful cartel of Italian criminals decide to buy it until the cargo is delivered and paid for, passing through its packaging in Mexico and shipment across the Atlantic Ocean. So it like takes part on a few different stories. It's kind of like one of those like this happens and then it kind of goes back and then it tells like this the other side of the story.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty interesting. There's a few different parts. Like there's the older cartel guy that's been around for many years. And he's kind of like in hiding. And then there's the up and coming, like he's his grandson. And he's trying to kind of push him out and take over the business. And then there's the family that owns the shipping company, and they're the ones that have been in business with the old cartel guy that have been shipping this product. And so they're involved. And then there's basically Mexican like special forces, and they like try to create their own army to basically create their own cartel in Mexico.
Interesting.
So it's actually it's like 8 episodes. I thought it was pretty well put together. It's,
what would be your rating on that one?
8.5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I actually had.
What would your rating be on the Godzilla movie?
6.5.
Okay, 6.5, and then 8.5. Okay, it's good to know.
I literally watched that show in 2 days.
Okay.
So, again, 8 episodes, hour long. I don't know who the producer, I don't know if it's produced in the US or if it was like a Mexican film company that created it. Obviously there's some that are the parts that are in English, but a lot of it is in a different language. So there is subtitles and reading.
Okay.
I don't like, but it wasn't overwhelming. Like they may be saying a lot, but the subtitles were pretty easy to read, and it was pretty easy to read and stay focused on what was going on.
Okay.
So
I find in some movies with the subtitles, if I'm watching it, my mind kind of relaxes, and then it almost seems like I can hear what they are saying just because I'm just like lightly reading underneath what they're saying. And it almost turns it into their voices to me in a strange way. But I've never really had a problem with subtitles in films, but I know some people out there, it kind of takes them out of the moment having to read the whole thing. So, but I enjoy a good film that has subby titles. So
it is,
Nate,
it is pretty kind of gruesome. Like there is a lot of blood, so it's not like a family show.
That is good to know. Is there any nudity that you haven't told us about?
A little bit, tiny, not much.
Okay, we watched the movie Laser Team recently, which is a movie done by the people who do Red versus Blue, the comedy Halo show, And in a part of the movie, I totally space out that there is a slight nude scene in there. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that one.
Whoops.
Oops.
Cover the eyes of the kid.
Yeah, pretty much. So. But. And that was. I don't know. That was many movies when I was younger. My mom would we had all these movies on VHS, and because she would go to like the video store, rent a movie, and then she would record it onto a VHS. But she would take the time to pause the film if there was like a swear word in it. She would pause the film, or if there was like a nude scene in it, she'd pause the film and then fast forward a little bit and then start recording after that moment. So I watched a lot of movies when I was a kid that were rated R, but they didn't have any of the rated R things in them. She edited it all out. And so I remember many times when I was a kid, somebody would ask me about a movie and then I would say, oh, I saw this recently. It was a really good film. Completely not knowing that there was a full-on nude or sex scene in the movie. And they're like, your parents let you watch that? And I was like, yeah, this is a good movie.
That's funny.
Yeah, so there's a...
She would take the time to do that.
Yeah, she would take the time to do that, to edit out like a swear word. I remember there was like, I saw the movie Good Morning Vietnam when I was a kid. And there's a huge long section in the movie where they just swear a ton. And when I finally saw the movie, not on the edited version, I was like, there's a huge section of this movie that I didn't even know existed. So that was pretty funny. But we were not the only ones that do that. And also
Tropic Thunder. Mom's at it.
Actually, if you want to watch Tropic Thunder, you watch the TV edited version, because Robert Downey Jr. Part in it completely got edited out for the TV version of Tropic Thunder. That is a true story, Nate.
Really?
Yeah. They basically
he's the one that
Nate, he went blackface. Actually, didn't
he's the one that played the black guy, right?
Actually, he didn't go blackface. He got black pigment put into him for the film. Because, yeah. So if you watch the...
I can't say that I've ever actually... Well, I've seen parts of the movie, but I've never actually watched it.
Oh, the movie is absolutely hilarious. And all the tropes that they throw into it, it's just... It's meant to be offensive and funny, and that's what it is. It's like a newer version of the really old movie Blazing Saddles or whatever. But by nowadays standards, people are a lot more sensitive about all this stuff. Not everybody is. There's only a group of people that are really sensitive about this stuff. I understand. But the TV version of Tropic Thunder, all of Robert Downey Jr. parts, except for a few parts here and there, are completely taken out of the film. Which is, it is what it is. So you might as well not even play that movie on TV, because Robert Downey Jr. does an amazing job in that film, and it's hilarious.
It was what? Why even play it on TV?
That's what I mean. Like, what is the point of even playing it on TV if you're going to cut out a good, probably 30 minutes of the film? So, anyways.
Well, anything else before we wrap this episode up?
No, I think we're good. I'm glad that the Zoom finally worked properly. Happy about that. Got that problem fixed. That was just annoying. Chris couldn't make it because he was moving. I don't know if he'll be on future episodes or what will happen with that. We may have to find another third. We'll see. Well, I'm going to leave it open. If you know somebody that wants to be on the podcast, love to have you on. Unless we don't like you, then I don't want you. But if we like you, then we'll really like you. And we'll like you long time.
We like you long time. Yeah, exactly. And on that note.
And if we can get Michael back, that would be great.
What is he even doing?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Michael, what are you doing?
He's not listening to our podcast. I know that. Oh. But anyways, on that note, Nate, any last words?
No.
Okay. If that's how you want to end your life, because I am going to kill you at the end of this.
Wow. Okay. It's been fun knowing you.
All right, cool. And on that note, goodbye, Nate, forever.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.